This audio production is brought to you by the Islamic Institute of Toronto.
Okay, Sheikh, تفضل إن شاء الله تعالى.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم لك الحمد من السماوات ومن الأرض ومن ما شئت من شيء بعد ونصلي ونسلم على الرسول النبي المؤمن أمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Brothers and sisters, it's my pleasure once again to welcome you to another episode in our series Illuminate Your Life, a study of 101 traditions from the Prophet of Mercy, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I have a beautiful hadith here about vices, four vices that we should shun. Most of us are conditioned, we go with the flow and we have picked up these habits, and as believers we have to shun them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to do that. Let me read the tradition in Arabic, translate it and explain its beautiful meanings and how we should apply it, inshallah. ليس المؤمن بالطعان ولا اللعان ولا الفاحش ولا البذي. الرابي عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله عنه المصدر صحيح الترمذي. A believer cannot be a fault finder, picking faults, curser, or obscene or foul talker. Narrated is Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, one of the pioneer Muslims, and the source is Tirmidhi, and of course it is also recorded by other canonical compilers. One of the things that distinguishes Islam is that it is faith, and it also is character and morals. So taqwallah, husnul khuluq go hand in hand. So Islam upholds the best morals and character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama bu'istu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq." I have been sent to consummate, to complete, and to perfect the best of morals. Innama bu'istu, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphatically stated, "I have been sent solely to consummate or complete the best of morals." Hence, we are asked to purge our hearts and tongues of certain major vices that defile our character. If we don't do so, our character becomes filthy, dirty, and of course we cannot present it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It will not be acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter how many good works we have done. If we don't purge our character, cleanse our character, we will not be in the good book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The four vices is fault finding, cursing, using obscene and foul speech. Let us see the exact words used by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said, ta'an, la'an, al-fahish, al-badi. The word ta'an in Arabic means one who wounds. You know, you inflict wound. You attack people with words and with speech. Another shade of meaning is censoring, blaming, with the intent of tarnishing one's reputation. La'an means one who curses. And al-fahish al-badi refer to those who use bad. Of course, the word la'an and ta'an means sighatul mubalagha. One, not just one who does it once, but that's a habit. He does it frequently. So la'an, one who curses, and that's a habit with him. And ta'an is one who tried to seek to find the faults of others. And al-fahish al-badi means refer to those who use bad, foul, lewd, and obscene speech and mannerisms. Such are evil traits unsuitable for the believers, because believers must manifest the best of morals and character. Our role model is Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet's companions described him. لم يكن سبابا ولا فحاشا ولا لعانا كان يقعد عند المعتبة ما له ترب جبينه. The Prophet was never a person who insulted people, who used to insult people or use false language or curse anyone. When he became angry with anyone, he would only say, what is wrong with him? He would not go beyond that. This is an expression, Tariba Jabinu, means what is wrong with him? When he was asked to curse the pagans who had fought against him years and years, the companions asked him to curse them. He replied, Inni, certainly, Lam ub'as la'anan wa innama bu'istu rahma. No, I cannot do that. Certainly, indeed, I am not sent as a curser, but only as a mercy. وَمَا أَرْسَلْكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Yes, only, solely as a mercy for the entire creation. He said that the believers can never become the cursers. إِنَّ اللَّعَانِينَ لَا يَكُونُونَ شُهَدَاءَ وَلَا شُفَعَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Certainly those who curse cannot be called upon to serve as witnesses or intercessors on behalf of the people on the day of resurrection. Because, you know, believers will be given in the honor of, you know, interceding on behalf of those who are in hellfire. Those who faith, who ended up in hellfire, the believers are called upon, they have been given the privilege to act as intercessors on their behalf. But the Prophet said, this privilege is denied to those who curse, who are in the habit of cursing. Once during a journey, look at the sensitivity in Islam. The Prophet was traveling with his companions, and it is said it was during his Hajj pilgrimage. He heard a woman cursing a mound which was acting weird because resisting her orders. So she became fed up with that mound and she started cursing that mound, that camel. The Prophet immediately told her, remove your saddle and belongings from the mound, from the camel, and let it go free. Why did he do so? Because the scholars say he wanted to teach her a lesson that she had no right to ride that mound after cursing it. You know, every creature of Allah is dignified. So we don't have a right to curse any of Allah's creation. The companions who had reported the incident said, then this camel was left free and it was seen roaming freely. No one would ever dare to touch it. The above example shows that we ought to refrain from hurting, offending, or cursing not only human, but any of God's creatures. Each and every one of God's creatures has a place in the divine order of things. That's why the Prophet said, لا تسبوا الريح. Do not reproach the wind. And of course, I did not narrate the complete in Arabic text in Hadith. It is a spirit from Allah. It acts as a harbinger of mercy as well as a torment. So you should ask Allah for His blessings and to save you from its torments. Explaining this tradition, Imam Shafi Rahmullah said, do not rebuke the winds, for they are humble servants of Allah. They can be a source of mercy if Allah wills. So ask Allah for the mercy that it brings, and ask Allah to seek refuge in Allah and save you from the harm and the torment that it can inflict. One of the Prophet's companions, known as Abu Juray, asked him for an advice. The Prophet told him, do not rebuke anyone. That companion acted upon this advice of the Prophet to such an extent, he said, since I received that advice from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never ever I rebuke anyone or anything, neither a free man or a slave, or a camel or a goat, nothing. No one, nothing I curse. Yazid, the Umayyad ruler, committed the worst atrocities against the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, radiyallahu Hussein, radiyallahu anhu and his family, radiyallahu anhu majma'in. This is one of the greatest atrocities. He slaughtered Hussein and some of the other members, adults of the member Prophet's family. Consequently, the Muslims became divided how to look at Yazid. One group still loved him in spite of the atrocities he had committed. Some of them even went as far as invoking God's mercy on him, while another group invoked God's curse on him. La'anat. Imam Muhammad was asked by his son, do you love Yazid? He replied, does any believer love him? Can any believer love Yazid? Then his son asked him, then why don't you curse him? He replied, did you see your father cursing anyone? Imam Muhammad was strictly following the prophetic advice, لا تلعنوا بلعنة الله ولا بغضبه ولا بالنار. Do not arrogate to yourself the authority to invoke God's curse or wrath on anyone or to burn anyone with fire. You cannot punish people with fire. It's clear from the above traditions that the order to refrain from invoking God's wrath or curse extends to all of God's creation and not merely to human beings. Furthermore, not just animals, it also includes the mounds, the vehicles, the tools or machineries, or anything we use or interact with. Many people today have the habit of cursing the car, the vehicles, the tools, or accessories that they use when they get upset. Islam disapproves such behavior. Hurling out obscene, lewd, or foul words when we get upset are also rampant in our society today. And we also pick up these habits. As believers, we must never do so. We must never defile our tongues with such filth. Not only we should refrain from use of foul words and obscenities, we also ought to shun hurtful taunts and innuendos. You know, hind, you know, and hurtful mannerisms and words and expressions against people. Lessons. Islam teaches us to adorn ourselves with the best of morals and character. A Muslim has to manifest the best character in the manner of Rasulullah. Good morals are integral to sound faith. The bad character and vices impair faith. We must refrain from cursing or hurting the feelings of others. We must never use foul words as well as hurtful taunts and expressions. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
You have been listening to an audio production by the Islamic Institute of Toronto, Education for Virtuous Living. Please visit our website at www.islam.ca.